I was in a conference one time, and I said, everybody turn to Genesis, and then I asked the people, what's before Genesis? The people shouted out, several of them shouted out, table of contents. I said, what the heck? And then they said, I said, well, what's after Revelation? Give them a second chance. They said, maps. I said, well, we in trouble. Because if God ain't before, come on, y'all, and God is not after, we in trouble. Is that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen, amen. Good to see y'all today. Good to see you today. Believe in God for a big thing. Good to see the Raiders out there today. Amen. And the Willises. I mean, there's some few of y'all that showed up today. Good to see you. Amen. Y'all should thank you for coming to church today. Amen. All right. Y'all ready to get into the Word? All right. Turn me in your to Genesis, the second chapter. And we're going to start at verse 18. Genesis 2:18. We've been teaching. We start now our theme for this year. And that is 2016 Kingdom Principles to Success in Relationship. To success in relationship. Turn to neighbor and tell them, you need to hear all of this. Amen. How many of y'all know relationships are under attack? How many know we need to learn all the techniques and things we can do to be able to build greater and better relationship? Satan hates relationships, and God loves relationship. So in Genesis, the second chapter, and look with me in verse 18. Now we're going to basically primarily be in this second chapter, and we're going to jump around in it, and then we'll move from there. Genesis 2 and 18, it says, and the Lord God said, it is not good. It is not what? Good. That man should be what? Alone. Would you circle the word alone? Would you circle the word alone? And he says, and I will make him a, underline, help meet for him, one that is suitable, adaptable, complementary to that, to him. So God said, it is not good that man should be alone. That word alone has been manipulated by so many well-meaning people, but they have been so ignorant concerning the word alone that they have caused more hurt to people in the church. And I specifically am talking about the unmarried. I am not using the word that they traditionally use, and they call them singles. And single, the word single has been a almost like a curse upon people who are unmarried. And we have established and pushed the area of the word marriage as being the utopia of everything, and that being unmarried is like a curse, and that's something that you avoid from being. But I believe that your life is getting ready to change today. Amen. Your life is getting ready. It's going to change. Well, these next few weeks, and anybody y'all know that is unmarried, you should do all you can to get them here and married, because everything is getting ready to shift on you now. Because I'm saying that single or single, which the word that we use, single of the word, is being used to being associated with being alone. And therefore, we have taken this word and people cry. And I've had many people cry to me, I'm tired of being alone. I'm so lonely. And when is God going to send me somebody? And you know, God had to give me a revelation on this area, because people were crying and other folks was talking about, when are you going to get married, girl? You know, your click time clock is, your biological clock is clicking. And when are you going to get married, or to the guy or something on that line? And so we made marriage as being the utopia of the greatest experience of all. And all, a lot of people in here married right now will tell you it ain't that. It ain't everything that's cracked up to be. Oh, yeah, you get some sex. Say what? What do you say? And you think that that's what's going to maybe solve everything, but it does not solve. It solves very little, believe me. And so You have to start recognizing how the enemy will work and manipulate your feelings and everything that he can to try to keep you from experiencing God's greater blessing. So I'm attacking a word. I'm attacking the word alone or single or singleness. And so on that basis, we're going to look at these different things here, because the word single, according to the Greek and the dictionary, the word single does not mean being alone. Okay, thank you for that big amen. It does not mean being alone. The word single means to be separate, unique, and whole. To be complete, to be fulfilled. See, the problem is that we've taken the people that are, which I'm going to use now, unmarried, and trying to say now you are a single person. And that is far from the truth, because you could be unmarried and not single. And not single, and therefore the reason why you are unfulfilled is because you think that singleness is something wrong with being single, so you're not pursuing singleness, you're pursuing marriage. Boy, that was good. That was good. You're pursuing marriage and you're not pursuing singleness. And what you should be pursuing is singleness. And then marriage, if it comes, it comes. But you ain't going to sweat it if it don't.
Yeah, so we need to understand the purpose and the priority for singleness. As Pastor said, it's to be separate, unique, and whole. No, the Bible tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But too many people, especially those that are single, don't love themselves. So how are you going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself?
Well,
you need to love who God has made you, enjoy who God is, and be separate. Nobody is like you. Nobody can do what you do. Nobody can put a smile on people's face like you. Nobody can cook like you. Okay? Nobody has what you have. So you should be excited about who you are. God, in Jeremiah 29:11, y'all are very familiar with that. But God said, I know the plans I have for you. And it's not to hurt you. If you're in a single state right now, it is not to hurt you.
Come on.
A lot of times people make you think that something's wrong with you. Girl, what's wrong with you? You ain't got nobody yet? Ain't nobody ready for me yet. Nobody qualified for me yet.
Come on.
Nobody has come to the level that they recognize who I am, because I am a gift. I am somebody. And until that time comes, I'm going to keep being who God has called for me to be. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, in the New Century Version, I'm sorry, it's got a little different in the New Century Version.
There it is, it's up there.
Okay, thank you. I say this because, this is the way you want to put it, I say this because I know what I'm planning for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you. Not plans to hurt you. I will give you hope and a good future.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get in the way of God's plan, his hope, his future he has for you. You want to be building yourself up every day and causing, you know, the blessings of God to come in your life while you are separate, unique, and whole. While you are, you can be whole in yourself, and if somebody come along, you know what? I'm going to be a blessing to them. And if they don't come along, I'll be blessed all by myself. All by myself. You know, and that's, you know, that's how it was with Pastor and I. You know, it's like I was blessed all by myself.
All right. You sure about that now?
And so, you know, it really was. And so, I mean, we'll get into that a little more, but you have to be excited. I was excited about my relationship with God. He couldn't find me on campus because I was spending time with God. For whatever God had for my future, I just loved what God was doing in my life. I loved the peace that I had. I love the joy in his presence that I had. I love the way he was making ways for me, and he was showing me how he was, you know, he was supplying all my needs according to his riches and glory, and how I prayed for things and things would come to me because he heard me, because I was doing what was right, you know, in his sight. And so I was building myself in the Lord. And so if somebody came along, fine. But if they didn't, I'm telling you, I mean, I ain't just saying that. I know I got 43 years under my belt, but that's just how it was, because God was my source. So that's where you want to be. Yes, Lord, if you have somebody for me, great. Because I'm built up, they ain't going to take my joy. They ain't going to take my peace. They're not going to mess with my money. You know, they're just going to be, they'll be a blessing to me and together, because I'm going to do it your way. We're going to come together, and together we'll just be overflow.
All right. All right. Say that. But one of the issues is that Satan hates relationships. And so he said, it's not good for man to be alone. So if you notice here in verse 19, it says, after he said that, it says, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto who?
Adam.
Now, would you underline brought them unto Adam? Brought them unto Adam. And then it says, look what it says, to see what he would call them. Yeah. And whatsoever Adam, what? Called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Wow. Well, see, what happened with Adam was that Adam was, listen to me, he was single. He was unique. He was whole. Adam was fulfilled in himself. So Adam really didn't need nobody. He was busy.
Yes, he was.
Listen to me. He was busy worshiping, honoring, and working for the Lord. He wasn't thinking about nothing else. Listen to me. Adam was not the one crying for somebody. I wish I had some love in here right now. Adam was not the one crying for somebody. Adam was doing what he needed to do, and God was working with Adam, and then Adam turned around as he was doing that. Then God looked at him and said, it's not good that man should be alone. Or what the word alone means is that he needs to be able to now have some fellowship or relationship. It didn't mean marriage. It didn't say marriage. See, what we have taken, grab your seats now, because some of y'all are going to fall out your seat now. Grab your seat. Don't. See, you got to be real careful when you go on Facebook that you quote me right now, okay? All right. Or you dealing with Twitter or whatever. Listen here. God did not establish marriage first. Because we have made the statement that our the foundation of our country and society is based upon marriage. That's not true. And we have said the same thing, that marriage, that the family is the foundation of our society and the well-being of our society, and that's not true, and I've made those statements. So hold on to your seat now, don't fall out, because listen to me, it is not marriage or family that is the foundation of society, it's singleness. Y'all don't know to clap or shout or run, jump up and run out. You don't know what to do right now. The reason why singleness is the foundation, Adam was single. God made Adam. And God never made anybody else after Adam out of the ground. He only made Adam, and then he made Eve out of Adam. Are you with me? So singleness is something to be pursued. In other words, the reason why we got problems today, or let's say y'all got problems today. I know some of y'all got a little issues, but listen, the reason why you got problems or going to have problems today is because you are fellowshipping with somebody who is not single, or because you are not single. You have got married to somebody who is not equipped to handle you. And what you have done is let people push you into a relationship, or because you desire to have sex or whatever the case is, you jumped into a relationship with somebody who was unmarried and not single. And now you thought everything was going to be fulfilled once you got married, but you found out it just enhanced you and antagonized you with anger and problems and situation where you was fighting at each other, and you thought sex was going to be the thing, and it went out the window. Are y'all with me? But if we could get everybody in the church to pursue singleness and not marriage, marriage would come along, and then it would be fulfilled and overflowing. So as Brenda was saying, see, I started pursuing Brenda, but I was unmarried and Brenda was single. And Brenda didn't want to, can y'all believe this? Shut up. Can y'all believe this here? Brenda didn't want to have nothing to do with me. I mean, I just cannot believe that. She didn't want to, Brenda, because Brenda was single, and she was not willing to settle for somebody who was unmarried and not single, because she understood that if she would have married me when I wanted her to, that I was going to do nothing but bring all kind of pain and missing. See, so she was not willing to lower her standards to get somebody who was not, watch this here, to get somebody who was not qualified to marry her. See, I was not qualified to marry her, and therefore she was not willing to lower her standards for me because she just wanted to get a man. So therefore, I had to raise my standards up to try to jump over this standard she had in order to qualify for her to marry me. In other words, because see, when I was pursuing her, I didn't want what she had in singleness. Y'all ain't feeling me right now. I was just a man, unmarried man. And I was pursuing the wrong thing, and she recognized that she was not willing to settle. So she said, you know, I'll be looking for her at the campus. Because her fulfillment was in her relationship with Christ in the pursuit. So she wouldn't be around nowhere. I couldn't find her nowhere on the campus. Because she didn't find a place during lunchtime. She, instead of spending time with the brother, she gonna go and spend some time with the man. So so we didn't get along at all because she wouldn't, you know. She's raised in the holiness. I thought it was the holiness church, but it was her pursuit after God.